Shul Lamed Zayin, Shabbos Chaf Beis Kislev Hei Tov Shul Lamed Zayin, December 14, 1976, on Tuesday. Continue.
Has to become a Rishus Rabbi not on the basis of its own merit, but on the basis of the fact that it's bottled to the Rishus Rabbi. So Memele, it cannot become bottled to the Rishus Rabbi unless the rest of the Rishus Rabbi, excluding exclusive of this space, is also a Rishus Rabbi. But it only has the Zayin Amo together with that space between the Amudim. So Memele it cannot become bottled to the Rishus Rabbi. So we see that's why Tesis is Midayik. In other words, that even that the when is the Bein Amudim bottled to the Rishus Rabbim? Only if there is if it is so wide the Rishus Rabbim that even if we subtract that space between the Amudim, there will still be Tezayin Amo. So then it can become bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. So Mimele, so the whole Aloche, the Bein Amudim, has a din of Rishus Rabbim is because it becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. So the first Loshen says, Avol Bein Amudim Dinichet Hashmishe Iloy. So that is a Rishus Rabbim. Why? Because it is Nichalit Hashmishei, and some members of the Rabbim go there. And even though, usually, who goes there, Bein Amudim? Not the people, the pedestrians, who have no interest in shopping. They don't. Why should they pass through the Bein Amudim? I mean, that will complicate their walking, because they'll have to walk zigzag. It will prolong their way. So usually, who passes through the Bein Amudim? Not the pedestrians who head further, who want to go further, but the customers, the potential customers, those who have an interest in buying things, or the merchants, so they stop off Bein Amudim. So the Bein Amudim, that was the stand. So Memele, but the rest of the public doesn't go there. So according to the first Loshen, so Avol Bein Amudim Dinichet Hashmishei Loi. So even though the Rabbim usually don't pass there, no member of the Rabbim, if he's not interested in shopping or in selling, so will pass through there. Only those members of the public who are interested in shopping. So maybe they have to stop off at the stands, at the Amudim, and shop or sell. So, but the rest of the public doesn't walk there. So it's according to the first Loshen, it has a dinner with Rishus Rabbim, it becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. Because it's Nichet Hashmishei, and some members of the public do walk there, usually those who are interested in shopping, so it has a dinner with Rishus Rabbim. But then the second Loshen says, Lishnachin, Avol Bein Amudim, the Zimnin, the Darsel Rabbim, Kirshus Rabbim Damye. Kirshus Rabbim Damye. So in other words, so the second Loshen says, no, if the situation had been that Bein Amudim, so only customers pass through there, but someone who is not a customer doesn't pass through there, so then the Bein Amudim wouldn't become bottled to Rishus Rabbim. Wouldn't become bottled to Rishus Rabbim because it is peculiar to a certain segment of the public, not to the general public. So it couldn't even become bottled to Rishus Rabbim. But the fact is that while usually so only customers go there, but though the pedestrians who are not interested in shopping, they don't go there. But suppose there is Rosh Hashanah and there is a very big crowd, and when the Derech HaMelech is packed, then members of the general public, even not customers, also go there. So this is what. So because of that, it has a din of Rishus Rabbim. But the prerequisite of Nichet Hashmishei, that's considered by both Lishenis. And the fact that people walk there sometimes is also a necessary prerequisite according to both lashonis. But the first lashon holds that in as much as it is nichlei kashmishei, and there is a segment of the public that usually walks there, so then even without the fact that when it's crowded, when it's rush hour, so members of the general public walks there, it would also have it in a rosh hashanah according to the first lashon. Even if the general public had never walked there, so it would still be a Rishus HaRabim by virtue of the fact that it's Nichlei Kashmishei, and there is one segment of the public that usually walks there. That's the merchants, the customers. Even though the rest of the public would never walk there, it would still be bottled to Rishus HaRabim. Mashenkin, the second version holds אבל בין העמודים דיזינים לשנחילה בין העמודים דיזינים דאס לרבים כאילו שזה רבים דמי the only reason as to why בין העמודים has it in a rishus הרבים is because not only do customers walk there and merchants, but the general public whenever it's rush hour also use it as a walking path. So immediately it becomes bottled. But suppose the general public, the rest of the public, would never use it for walking, just one segment of the public, the merchants and the customers, then it wouldn't have any noise. All right, now. Omar Rabbe Bar Shile Omar Rav Chisne Viveino Skufo Birshus Rabbi ויזורק ויתור בפניהו חי אם יש בפניהו על גבו פוט. Now let's see the Rashi. We mentioned the Rashi. Yes, what is it?
The last lashon Moshe mentioned was discussing this with me. The last lashon is the Darsei Barabi. So the Rambam, even though he passes by Midbar, that's Rishus HaRabim, but yeah. Nevertheless, he passed into the wash of Darsei HaRabim. Then why does he not to Rishus HaRabim? And he raised it just as a question.
Yeah, I know this. Alright, now. Omar Rabbi Bashila Omar Rav Chisde Liveino Skufo Bishus HaRabim Vizorak Vitoch Bifoneo Chayet Al Gabo Pot. So if you have a Liveino and it's set up in the Rishus HaRabim, and then someone's threw something, so Bifoneo is Chayet Al Gabo Pot. So Rashi says Liveino Stam Liveino Oko Virovo Gimu ואין לאוב יושיר יש מהן אובייס ויש מהן דקויס. So in other words, so we see that Rashi, I mentioned it several times, that Rashi Shita is that even though he does not have Dalet al Dalet, so he's still high. He says Tam Levein O'or Kovirov O'or Gimu, so he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet, I mean in connection to Machlekes Rav Netam and Rivov. So Rashi Shita is that even if he's not Dalet al Dalet, even if the side of the Leveino does not have Dalet al Dalet, it's still high. Vitoch al Paneo, Kin Dvelo Shmeino itit chayot. Im Zorak Dal Adames, the Have Kimuna Bishus Arabim, the Holy Matom Yud Rishus Arabim, Uvilvachi Yonuach, Limatom Gimu, the Have Kikaraka, Oy Biavia, Kahide Nidbiko Bikesa, Uchidamrinum Maslisli Kamon Azir Dal Adames Bikesa, למטה מיוד רוחם כזירת באורץ וחי וכי הוא אמר למטה מיוד ברכב דלת קרמלס וכשאין רוחם דלת מוקים פטור היינה ביטש, זה very long rush, היינה ביטש משם מסויו כי אם גב לבינו וריש קיסר או ימו דהנה מסתיים תשליש. So then it's not bottled to the רשוס הרבי, it's חלק רשוס לעצמי, it's not bottled to the רשוס הרבי. If it is a gav, in other words, if it has a tashmish amisuyah, aval avia, kein pneya keisel, dover anid magbein, so it's not chilek rishus la'atzmei, lo have rishus la'nafshi, eloi limato miyud, hu have rishus arabim gomo, vi limaylo miyud, hu du lishalte berabim, have avire bi'alme mokim pto. So Rashi, I mentioned that Rashi, this is a strange Rashi, but there is a big chidesh in that Rashi. From that Rashi it appears that the whole halacha that Avil Maila Miyut is not Rishus Arabim is based upon the fact that Lo Yishalte B'Rabbi. But in other words, that's the reason. But if not for the fact that Lo Yishalte B'Rabbi, so then even Lemaila Miyut would have a din of Rishus Arabim. So in other words, what's the pshat in Rashi? Because you see, in order that something should have a status of a Rishus Arabim, so either it is a Rishus Arabim, on the basis of its own merit, or because it becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. Let's say Omut Koveya Tes Rabbi Mechatinolo. So how about the Rishenim who say that Rishus Rabbim, in order to become a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit, so it must have Shishim Ribei? So will Rashi and Tesva say that Omut must have Shishim Ribei Mechatinolo? That's an unusual situation that Shishim Ribei should be Mechatinolo. So what do we say? Here it's when do we require Shishim Ribei in order that it should become a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit? But since the Omut is standing in a Rishus Rabbim that has Shishim Ribei, so even though that Omut does not have Shishim Ribei Mechatin Olof, but it has Rabbi Mechatin Olof, not Shishim Ribei, Memele it becomes bottled to the rest of the Rishus Rabbim. So Memele, so something could become a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit. And sometimes something becomes a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of the fact that it becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi says, so Rashi was bothered by Kashi. So in other words, so it seems according to Rashi that actually on the basis of its own merit, only the Karka Rishus Rabbim should become a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit. Not even the Avir up to you. That's not a Rishus Rabbim. Where do the Rabbim walk? They walk on the Karka. They don't walk by Avir. Even though, I mean, they're goofing, I mean, occupy space in the Avir. But they walk on the Karka. So on the basis of its own merit, the Karka Rishus Rabbim acquires the din of Rishus Rabbim. But then the Avir, even up to Yud, does not acquire a status of Rishus Rabbim. But why does it not? I mean, does not acquire, should not acquire a status of Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit. But why does it have a status of Rishus Rabbim? Because it becomes bottled Rishus Rabbim. You can vote to Rishus Rabbim. Why? Because it's Chalte B'Rabbim. It's Chalte B'Rabbim within a height of Yutvochim from the Karka, it's Chalte B'Rabbim. So mainly becomes vote to Rishus Rabbim. But L'mailam Yud, it's Loi Chalte B'Rabbim. It's Loi Chalte B'Rabbim. So mainly it doesn't even become vote to Rishus Rabbim. I mean, if we say that, so then we don't have to establish a big Chiddush. Like this, so we should say, if we don't say this Pshat Rashi, so then it should follow, let's say, you know, in Farakway, where you have the boardwalk, and it's L'mailam Yud, or let's say in Coney Island, where you have the boardwalk, and it's L'mailam Yud now, and sometimes you have there Shishim Ribei. You have Shishim Ribei, people on the boardwalk. So, does it have a din of Rishus Rabbim, or it does not have a din of Rishus Rabbim? So, according to this Rashi, it should follow that since Rashi says that L'mailo Miyut is L'shal to be Rabbim, that's the reason as to why he doesn't have a din of Rishus Rabbim, but on the boardwalk, L'mailo Miyut and certainly L'shal to be Rabbim. So, Mimele, it should have a din of Rishus Rabbim. Should have a din of Rishus Rabbim. But if we say that the Pshat in Rashi is that the pshat in Rashi is that the milam yudu lishalte berabin. So that's the reason as to why it's a mokim tool, because if not for the fact of shalte berabin, then it would be bottled to the rishus rabin. Bottled to what? To that which is a rishus rabin on the basis of its own merit. What is a rishus rabin on the basis of its own merit? The karka rishus rabin. The avir teichu itself is not a rishus rabin on the basis of its own merit. Is not a rishus rabin on the basis of its own merit. It's not a rishus rabin on the basis of its own merit. But it has the status of rishus rabin because it becomes bottled to rishus rabin. Because it's shalte berabin. Mashein kilo ma'ilu miyud can't even become bottled. So memele, even on top of the boardwalk, it wouldn't acquire a din of rishus rabin. Because the only reason as to why Rashi says, that l'mayla miyud is not a rishus rabin, because l'shalte berabin, because if it had been shalte berabin, so mimele, since l'mata miyud it is a rishus rabin, so l'mayla miyud would be bought at a rishus rabin. But because of the fact that l'mayla miyud it's not shalte berabin, so even though l'mata miyud it is a rishus rabin, so the l'mayla miyud cannot become bottled to the l'mata miyud. But let's say you cannot say that on top of the boardwalk, so it should become a rishus rabin because it's shalte berabin. Because if l'mayla miyud with shalte berabin would become a rishus rabin on the basis of its own merit, so then on top of the boardwalk it's shalte berabin, so it would become a rishus rabin on the basis of its own merit if the boardwalk would be designed amu white. I mean, the fact is, I mean, the boardwalks I have seen, it's not designed amu white, but suppose the boardwalk would be designed amu white, so then it would become a rishus rabin on the basis of its own merit. But on the basis of its own merit, only the karka rishus rabin can become a rishus rabin. So the lemaila miyud, if it will be shalte berabin, in a chaname, it would have a din of a rishus rabin, lemaila miyud. Would have a din of rishus rabin. Why? Because it would become bottled to the rishus rabin. So when is a chayach to say become bottled? But you cannot say on top of the boardwalk, let's say here is the boardwalk, and people walk there, it's shalte berabin. But beneath the boardwalk itself is not a rishus rabin, even if people will walk there. First of all, the mitzvah is people don't walk beneath the boardwalk. Not rabin. You can find one or two. I mean, but not the rabin. The rabin don't walk beneath the boardwalk. But suppose the rabbi would walk beneath the boardwalk, so then it wouldn't have a din of rishus rabin, the karka, because it's mikurem. So that's a halacha. So even if the rabbi would walk there, even if shishim ribe would walk beneath the boardwalk, so it wouldn't have a din of rishus rabin. So even the karka beneath the boardwalk wouldn't have a din of rishus rabin because it's mikurem. So how can we say that on top of the boardwalk should become bottle to limato of the boardwalk? If the limato of the boardwalk is not a rishus rabin, how can the top of the boardwalk become bottled to the rishus rabin? So if we say that pshat, so then even the boardwalk, and even if there will be shishim ribi on the boardwalk, and even if there will be a tezayin amu on the boardwalk, it still wouldn't have a din of rishus rabin. Why? Because when Rashi says that the only reason is to why L'mayla miyud is not a rishus rabin because the shalte berabin, but implication being if it will be shalte berabin, so it will have a din of rishus rabin. So is because then it will become bottled to the lemato. But only if the lemato itself has a din of rishus rabin, but then the lemato of the boardwalk does not have a din of rishus rabin, even if people walk there because it's mikure. So Mimele, the on top of the boardwalk, could not have a din of rishus rabin either, even though it's shalte berabin. All right, now. So, Al Gabo, so Rav Chizkiya says, Liveino skufo b'rishus rabin, v'zorak vitor b'faneo, chaye, Al Gabo pot, ki demukale abaye v'rove, b'gveyo gimo. The Lidar Sebo Rabbi, they have a mocking la'atzim. They have a mocking box. Alright, now. Abai v'rove l'amrat Abai. V'hu shekovei ashleisho. V'lidal selo rabbi. V'lidal selo rabbi. Avol hizme v'hige avol gavlo govei shleisho. So Abai v'rove say that when do we say v'hu shekovei that in other words that levein al gavlo is poter. Why? Because it's a mokim p'tur, it's not a rishus rabim, it doesn't become bottle to rishus rabim. That's only, so when do we say it doesn't become bottle to rishus rabim? If it's three tvochim high, shobi eshleish, vili darsele rabim, avol his mevige, because if it would be darsele rabim, so then it's like omutes, rabim echatrin olof, so even though it's not a eshleish, so then it becomes bottle to rishus rabim. But in view of the fact that leveino is lo darsele rabim, so and it's geveya shleisho, so it's chilik v'shus livatzme. It doesn't become bottle to rishus rabim. Avol his mevihike thorns and thistles. Avol gavlo geveya shleisho. Geveya shleisho. So it's also a mocking to. So in other words, leveino in view of the, so if it is less than shleisho, so it's dalse berabim. So it becomes bottle to rishus rabim. But thorns and thistles that lie in the street on the ground, even though it's less than shleish at all, even though it's less than shleish at all, it's still not bottle to rishus rabim. Why? Because it's not darse rabim. It's not darse rabim. Now we understand this very well, Abaye v'Rove's din, because we see that the only reason as to why the Blessed Rabbi Yaakov says The Tzidir Rishis Arabim has a din of the Rishis Arabim is because sometimes people go there when there is a big crowd. Otherwise, so even the Tzidir Rishis Arabim. So, Reb Lezer Yaakov himself would agree that he doesn't have a Rishis Arabim. So, in other words, so even the Karka Rishis Arabim itself, if it is not used by Rabim, so then it's not a Rishis Rabim, and the Gemara says here bin Amudim, that's the Karka Rishis Rabim itself. So the only reason as to why it says that it is Rabim, the Zimni Nidal Selera, when there is Rosh Hashanah, they walk there. But if the public wouldn't walk there, even Rosh Hashanah, then even the ground of the Rishis Rabim itself, so wouldn't have a din of Rishis Rabim, in spite of the fact that it's Nichat Hashmishim. So Mimele, Abai Mirove say, if you have thorns and thistles that are less than Gimut Vochim, alright. So, if it's less than Gimut Vochim, it's considered like the Karka itself. But the Karka itself, if Rabim don't walk there, does not have a din of Rishis Rabim. This is the Svore of Abai Mirove. But, so, Avagam Glogarikimu, have a mocking Ptura Atzmei, the Midar Sibar Rabim Oleo, Shalo Yozik. This is what Abai Mirove say. So even even if it's less than shleisho, so it's a mokim p'tur, and it doesn't become bottle to the rishus rabim. So v'chi barav omar afilu his mevihige, that his mevihige less than shleisho becomes bottle to the rishus rabim. So Rashi explains it afilu his mevihige the darso aleo bisandaleim avol tseyo. Avol gavdi loy goveya loy darsalo. V'ravashi omar afilu tzei. So Chi Barav says that his mevihige too, if it's less than shleisha becomes bottle to rishus rabim. So Rashi explains it. Why? Because rabim is darsi. Which rabbin? People who wear shoes. Bizman Agmore, so not everyone wore shoes. Some people wore shoes, some people walk in the street without shoes. Chiyah Barav says that in view of the fact that people with shoes walk there, so it becomes bottleless rabbin. Abel Tseyo, so people don't walk there. Even with shoes, people don't walk there. So Mimele, it's Lidar Sibir Rabim Klau. So Mamela, even though the Tzeyo is less than Gimel Tvochin, he doesn't become but Borishas Rabbi. This is what Chiyah Barav says. Alright. So the Da'afil, he's the bigger Da'asel of Sandele. Avol Tzeyo, Avol Gavlo Gavaya, we Da'aselo, it means we Da'aselo Klau, we Ravashi Omar, Afilu Tzeyo. And Ravashi says that even Tzeyo, less than Gimel Tvochim Hai, is bottled Borishas Rabbi. Even though people don't want to walk to step there with their shoes on. Now the question is, what's the pshat in Ravashi? So Ravashi can be explained in two ways. And I don't know, Rishonim don't say anything about it. They don't say, certainly not explicitly. Ravashi could be explained in two ways. One way of explaining Ravashi, we see from Abaye and Chiyah Barav, we certainly see that if it's loy da'aseh b'rabim, so then even though it's goveya less than shleisho, it's ka'ares nichte damye, it cannot become bottled d'rishis rabim, because in order to become bottled d'rishis rabim, it must require hiluch rabim, tashmish rabim, hiluch rabim. That we see from Abaye v'Rove, and from Chiyah Barav. Even though Chiyah Barav says afilu hizme v'hige, so it's also because if there is drisas rabim. Drisas rabim who have shoes, but say it not. So according to Abaye v'Rove and Chiyah Barav, there is such a prerequisite that even the karka itself, because poches migimu is like the karka itself. He's like the karka itself. Even the karka itself, if there is no hilach rabim at all, he doesn't become bottled d'rishis rabim. If there is no hilach rabim, that we see from there. So we could say that Ravashi also agrees with this premise that there must be hilach rabim. But so why is Ravashi chili kamchiyah barav? So the answer is Ravashi holds there is an element of hiluch rabim even vis-a-vis tzei. Why? Because true, people who have shoes, so they don't mind stepping into thorns, but they do mind stepping into tzei. But Gemara says in darkon shel bnei odom lahalich bidrochim, so many times a person when he walks he doesn't look what's on the karka shel rabim. And it happens many times to everyone that he steps into Tzeyeh. That happens every day. So Mimele, the fact is that there is Drisas Rabin. Even on Tzeyeh, there is Drisas Rabin. But on thorns and thistles, there is deliberate Drisas Rabin. On Tzeyeh, there is unintentional Drisas Rabin. But that's a usual thing for people unintentionally, inadvertently, to step over Tzeyeh in the Rishus Rabin. So that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes between Chiyah Barav and Ravashi. Everybody concedes that there is such a prerequisite. There must be Drisas Rabin, Tashmish Rabin. Otherwise, even the karka itself, if it is excluded from Hiluch Rabin for Tashmish Rabin, it's not bottled Rishus Rabin, even in the middle of the street. So it does not become bottled to the Rishus Rabin. But the question is as to the degree of Hiluch Rabin. So we see all kinds of degrees. Abaye and Rove say only if there is Hiluch Rabin for all people, even people who are without shoes. And then Chiyah Barav says as long as there is Hiluch Rabin for people who have shoes, it's also considered Hiluch Rabin. It's Hiluch Rabin. But Chiyah Barav says only if there is Hiluch Rabin, deliberate Hiluch Rabin, but not if there is indeliberate Hiluch Rabin. And Ravashi says as long as there is Hiluch Rabin, whether deliberate or inadvertent Hiluch Rabin, as long as b'mtzias there is Hiluch Rabin, if it's a natural thing Hiluch Rabin, so maybe it becomes bottled Hiluch Rabin. But in Achname, if there won't be any Hiluch Rabin, neither deliberate nor inadvertent Hiluch Rabin, so then Ravashi will also be made that it doesn't become bottled Hiluch Rabin. That's one way of explaining it. It's very mistaba to explain it that way. There is another way of explaining it. I mean, I looked in the Rishonim, I didn't find, I mean, Rishonim should should explain the machlekes between Rav Ashi and Chiya Barav. There is another way of explaining it, and we could say that the Tinoch Nami, Rav Ashi is chelik, and all the other Amroim. So if man the karka itself, if a certain spot in the karka Rishis Rabim itself is excluded from Hilch Rabim, so then it does not become both of the Rishis Rabim. But Rav Ashi holds up. The karka itself is always becomes both of the Rishis Rabim. But then you ask, what we see in regard to Tzidei Rishis Rabim, even Rav Zalman Yaakov, so he only says that it's a Rishis Rabim because of the fact that Rabim do walk there sometimes, not all the time. But if Rabim wouldn't walk there, so even Rav Zalman Yaakov would agree it doesn't become Rishis Rabim. And we see the Gemara says Ligabi Bin Amudim. So only reason as to why it is a Rishis Rabim, it is in the Darzel Rabim, and we explained that in the first motion. So it's also because there is a certain segment of the public, the merchants, the customers, who always walk there. But if it will be excluded from Hilch Rabim, then even the Karga itself in Amudim wouldn't become part of the Rishis Rabim. So we could say that Rav Ashi holds there is a difference. See, the Rishis Rabim is not in the center of the Rishis Rabim; it's on the side. So Memele it doesn't become what Mashayim came and Bin Amudim too. I mean, you see, because even though the Bin Amudim might happen to be set up in the middle of the Rishis Rabim, it doesn't matter. But on account of the Bin Amudim, it's not used as the straight as the Derech HaMelech. Mashayim came. When you have a certain spot in the center of the path of the rabbi, in the center of the path of the rabbi, let's say you have Tzeya, let's say I'm 42nd Street, so it's in the center of the path of the rabbi, so you have Tzeya that people just bypass it. So since it's not on the sides, it's not, but it's in the center of the Rishis Rabim, so Rav Ashi holds that it becomes bottle for the Rishis Rabim even though there is no there Rishis Rabim. So we could explain Rav Ashi in two ways. I don't know what the Pshat, because I didn't see in Rishenim how they explain. Alright, now we talk before Neo Chai the thesis Imer Rav Netam Dim Noch Lemailo Mishleisho Tzorich Shei before Neo Arbo Al Arbo ומה שמדובק בפני הרבינו חושב כימון החלל אף על פי שאין לי ילדיו וכן הוד התנן למטו מיות כזירי בארץ ומת יורב יחן בדבי ראשמנו הנתיים מנעמד חיבל שנדבק בפני הקיסר שאורי חב דלת על דלת חושב כימון החלל. So the Ramtam Shita is that when it falls, it rests on the side of the Levino, so then the side of the Levino has to have Abo al Abo, because the Anochi is considered to be on the side of the Levain. So it has to have Dalet al Dalet. V'rivo pireish, daf l'maylo m'yimu l'boe, she'i b'fna alveino v'cheisel, Dalet al Dalet. And Rashi Shita appears to be like the Rivo. V'chiv m'sharei es hakar ka choshek imun achal kalikar. V'koshel ri, I once mentioned the thesis. V'koshel ri di liil, ki porach maslis niposhet yodei, v'abaya akir el anoche, mal gabi mokim abo, מוקם אבו, לא יכמס ניסים ממרזיק החיפץ, בעניין זה שרי אסני הקרקי. So the Tesis Rosh gives the Teretz. We discussed it. So the Rosh gives a teretz on Tesis Kashi. He says that it's no Kashi from Poshat Yode, because the Rivo doesn't mean that if it's Reyepnei Akarke, So mainly it's considered munach l'tabekarke. That's not what a rivol means. He says, v'nirali shalohoy sadas rivol, el bidovar hadobu kol kesa, oi bilveinu amuchuberes l'karke, kibu shalveinu mageya satakarke, hashvinu kibu ishtuche itzlakarke. So he considered it as an extension of the karke. Now sometimes, the karke itself becomes elevated. I mean, the karke is not perfectly, ideally, even leveled. Sometimes you have certain elevations, and sometimes you have certain dents in the karke. But that's the karke. So, mimele, if you have a leveino, if you have a leveino, when, if it veilo shmeino is toch bifnei a leveino or bifnei a kesel, so then it's considered like an extension of the karke. V'nirli shlo istas revol v'dovar adom v'kli kesel. And we explained that this Rosh means that it's considered as an extension. Now you ask, if it is considered as an extension, so even when it's al gabo, so it should be considered an extension? The answer is no. If it's al gabo, if the chifetz falls on the gav, so then, since it is a Dova Misuyen and it has a place of support, then that place of support cannot be considered as an extension of the Karka. Mashenkein, when the Leveino doesn't lie on the Gav, on the Dova Misuyen, but just on the side, so then it can be considered as an elevation of the Karka. Yes, one more.
Instead of saying,
all right, the same thing. You mean the same thing? Same.
But then it would. Then it should be enough altogether.
The same thing. You mean the same thing? The same. All right. Maybe I'll leave it here. But I told you that after the Hanukkah vacation, so there will be p'chine from the beginning. Now the p'chine will be given not the first day after the vacation, because I want to finish up the Gemara, and we'll have Shiurim right after the Hanukkah vacation, up to Daftes, up to Achirim, mainly. And then, so if we finish it by the Sunday, the first Sunday after the vacation, so that means that will be January the 2nd, I think. January the 2nd. Now, when will it be? Not January the 2nd, I mean, it will be December. The first Sunday after the vacation. It will be the January 2nd. So the prayer will be January 2nd. If I don't finish it up to Acher Memrim, so then the prayer will be a day or 2 days later. But we are going to have the prayer from the beginning up to Acher Memrim, up to that test. And there will be a few shiurims, and we'll cover a lot of ground. I mean, after the vacation. So you should prepare yourself right now. You should prepare yourself right now anyway.